Y'all be much in prayer for us. As the world looks upon me,
as I struggle alone, and they say I have nothing, but they
just think about that second verse. I've got a grandson that's been down in South Georgia ever since the hurricane. And he works for Georgia Power, and he's been working 16 hours a day and every day and trying to help down there. And sometimes we take for granted things that we have. Just go and flip on the light. You know, you don't think about the fact that you might not have that light. And we pray so many times for things, and we work real hard for things, and we get them. But do you realize that in just a second you could lose them? So let's sing that last verse one more time, and just think about how good God's been to you.
Yes, sir. Before we sing it, though, I'd like to add a little something to that. The Disaster Relief is an organization of the Georgia Baptist.
Amen.
And Brother Herman and myself and Greg with this church, I know that belongs to it. But they're down there, too.
Yeah.
Amen. And they don't have the
luxuries
for a bathroom, place to take a shower. They go down and work all day, and they have to wash off the best they can with bottled water.
Amen.
So, you know, let's pray for them too, because it's not an easy thing to do. y'all pray for them too when you pray.
Amen.
As the world looks upon me, as I struggle alone, and they say I have nothing, but they are so wrong. In my heart I'm rejoicing, and I wish they could see.
let's praise Him this morning. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, Bible, the book of Galatians, chapter number 2, verse number 20. Galatians, chapter number 2, verse number 20. We can leave already. Say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. I was reading in 1896. There was an American art teacher by the name of Judson Van Deventer. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. He was struggling to go into evangelism in that day and go into it full-time and things like that. And he wrote the words to this hymn: all to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to Galatians chapter number 2, verse number 20. The Bible said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth within me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of God, by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. You may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, how, Lord, that You'll move Jeff out of the way. How, Lord, that I'll be able to get over on the holy ground. How, Lord, I realize that I'm nothing but You're everything. How, Lord, I pray, God, that You'll bless the reading of Your word. How, Lord, we ask all these things in Jesus' name. How, we humbly pray, amen and amen. How very familiar scripture that the Lord has laid up on our heart today. How, listen, like the song that He sung, how I surrender all, how all to Jesus, how I surrender all. How, neighbor, if I had a message that I want to preach on today for a little while, how, neighbor, on that right there, how will you surrender all? Amen. How will you surrender all to Jesus? How I surrender all to Him? How I freely give? How, listen, notice what He said there in Galatians chapter number 2 and verse number 20. One more time, talking about surrendering unto the Lord. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Amen. Listen, I wonder, will we surrender all? Amen. Listen, surrendering every day to Jesus makes us whole in the sight of God. Do you realize that today? Neighbor, until we're willing to surrender it all, listen, mind, body, and soul, until we will really willing to surrender it all to Him, we'll never know the victory that we can have today. Listen, amen, I like what it says. Listen, for He can only commune with us, neighbor, when we're in fellowship with Him. And the only time we can be in complete fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ today is when we have totally, Brother Jay, surrendered our all to Him. Listen, neighbor, today, when our lives are completely under His authority. Amen. Listen, when He is in 100% control of our life, when we have totally surrendered to Him. Listen, notice, listen, the way Paul starts this. Listen, verse out today. He said, for I am crucified with Christ. Amen. And now we know how this is spiritually speaking today. Neighbor today. Listen, and it's talking about. Listen, totally sold out. Listen, he said, I've died out to the law and the practices of sin. He said, but I've surrendered my life unto the Lord Jesus Christ today. That's what we must do in order to get the full benefits that God has. The joy, the peace, the happiness. All these things come as a package deal. A neighbor today, when we surrender ourselves, a neighbor to the Lord. Listen, I'm talking about he wants all of you. Listen, he's not, God's not going to be anybody spare tire. It ain't going to happen. No, sir. He's got to be all or none. Total surrenderance unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Neighbor today, Paul said, I am crucified with him. Amen. Listen, and then we know Paul didn't hang on the cross, bleed and die there at Calvary. But what Paul is stating here, he said, I'm dying out. He said, just put that verse up one more time. Verse number 20. I want you to get this today. Listen, Paul says, amen, I am crucified with Christ. He said, nevertheless, I live. He said, listen to right here. He said, but nevertheless, I live. Listen, not I, but Christ liveth in me. Amen. In other words today, listen, I died and he revived a neighbor within my soul today. Listen, when we total surrender unto him, amen, that's when God can bless us. That's when God can remove all them hindrances out of our life. That is when we can lay the burdens down, pick up our robe and crown, and enjoy a life, and enjoy the blessings of God. But we got to be willing, as Christ, as Paul said, he said, I may die, that I may gain. Listen, he said, I live, not I, but he that liveth in me. Amen. Paul said, I'm sold out. Amen. I'm not just halfway. I'm not just part of the way. He said, I'm sold out. Amen. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender it all. He said, I surrender it all. I surrender it all. Thank God. Amen. Three things we'll look at today. Three things when we surrender it all. There's some things that happen to our life and it affects us from then on. Saul's life was changed to Paul on the road to Damascus when he surrendered it all. When he surrendered it all. The first thing that has to take place in this total surrender is when we surrender it all, there has to be a death. There has to be a death. We must die. Christ, Paul said, I have been crucified with Christ. I've been crucified with Christ. Amen. Crucified with Christ. It's a symbolic to a spiritual truth. When we surrender, we must do what? We crucify the old man. The old man is done away with. Now, listen, I'm going to tell you something. The night I got saved, listen, we went back home and we was still living in the same house at Morris Road there in Cedartown. We did the night before I got saved. We went back in the same old car that was chugging down the road, the same old car that we came up with. But I'm going to tell you something. That night that I surrendered to Christ, There was a new man within me. The old man moved out. The new man moved in. That's what he's talking about. All to Jesus and all to him. I surrender it all. That's when we can have that we want today and we need in our life. It's when we're sold out and total surrender unto him. We got to die out. We got to be crucified with Christ. Must crucify the old man. What is he talking about there, preacher? He's talking about the flesh. That's our number one problem. Amen. I can preach on this morning the sins of the flesh, and it get everybody in here. Amen. Now, don't look all holy. It will get you. It will get you. Because the Bible said we've all sinned and come short of God. But, Brother Dwayne, that don't give us a free ticket. Amen. That don't give us a free ticket. Even though we can come to the place of Calvary, repent of our sins, and God will be just to forgive us. Listen, neighbor, today, when we're born again and we totally surrender to him, we have to crucify the old man. Every day. The Bible says, I die daily. Every day. You know who I have more trouble with? Amen. I have more trouble with my flesh. The man I see in the mirror. The man that I see every day that I deal with. Oh, it's good here this morning. We can feel the presence of God flowing across the building. And the Spirit draws us closer together. But it's when we leave this building, it's when the devil attacks me. And the devil attacks you. That's why every morning before we get up out of the bed, we ought to make that statement, Lord, I surrender to you today. Amen. Sister Chloe used to sing that song, my hands were made. Amen. To praise the Lord. Amen. My eyes were made to read the blessed book. Amen. So really, if you imagine what a victorious life we could have if every morning before we roll that cover back, Brother Jim, if we just take 5 seconds and say, Lord, I cannot do this day alone. I cannot do this day alone. I surrender to him. I surrender it all. Preacher, why is it important that we crucify the flesh? As Paul said, I'm crucified as Christ. Why is it important that we do that every day? Because let me tell you what I would be if I didn't surrender my life to Jesus every day. I'd be that alcoholic you see walking down the street. I would be the homeless man living under the bridge. I would be the man that went into the store and robbed it today. I would be the one, oh, preacher, you'd be that way. Without Christ, we'd all be that way. That's what Paul was saying. Paul was saying, I have to crucify this flesh. That even though I may live, it's not really me that's living. It's him that is living within me. That's what gives me the liberty to stand and proclaim the name of Jesus Christ. I wonder today if we ever get to the point in our lives when we say, God, you don't have to surrender to me. You don't have to surrender to the church. But we got to be willing to surrender to the authority of God today. There has to be a death. We got to die out to the love and the practices of sin. We got to surrender to him. Surrender means to give in to. Surrender means to raise the white flag. Say, hey, give it all. I had a good friend of mine. We worked together at Hun when I worked down there. And he got sent off during that Saudi Arabia conflict. And they were out there in the desert. And he said he was going down through there. He said that Brother Dwayne said they was going down there in their tanks. Said one night, said it was way late in the night. Said his body had done got tired and got weak. And said he done called himself dozing off. Said he done fell asleep, sound asleep. And said he felt somebody when they reached and got him by the arm like this. Said he jumped up and grabbed his gun, and it was one of the enemy. They were standing on him. They could have killed him. But said that he jumped up and he got his gun in the gun. He said the guy looked at him and had a white flag and said, I'm surrendering to you. Take me with you. I'm surrendering to you. Listen, I'm telling you, if you get tired of the devil defeating you, and you get tired of the devil whooping you, and you get tired of the enemy, all you got to do is raise the white flag and surrender and say, God, I'm willing, I'm willing, I'm willing to give it to you. I'm ready to die. He said to die to be the gain, didn't he? Amen. Raise the white flag of surrender. I wonder this morning, are we willing, Brother Don? Are we willing really to surrender it all? Surrender, it takes a death. And Paul was saying that here in Galatians. He says, I'm crucified with Christ. I'm crucified with Christ. Amen. Notice what he said over there. He said in the scripture, he said, if you're going to follow me, look at what he said. You got to deny yourself. Deny yourself. Take up your cross. For we all have a cross to bear. We all have a cross to bear. He said, deny yourself. Take up the cross and what? Follow me. Total surrender. Are we willing this morning really to surrender it all and say, God, I'm giving it all to you. I'm giving it all to you. I'm giving you my house. I'm giving you my car. I'm giving you my family. I'm giving you all these things. I'm just telling you what, I'm just going to be like Job. I'm just going to say, hey, naked I came into the world, and naked I'll leave. I'm just going to surrender unto you. Well, with surrender, it takes a death. And then number two, amen, he said, I no longer live, but Christ lives within me. Number one, it takes a death. And number two, it takes an indwelling of Christ. You can't walk this walk alone. You can't talk this talk alone. Paul said, it's not that I live, but that he that lives within me. It's he that lives within me that gives me the blessings. I no longer live, but Christ lives within me. The Spirit, the Bible says this. The Bible says that the Spirit of God will not dwell in an unclean temple. It won't happen. It won't happen. Amen. But when we total surrender unto Him, when we total surrender to Him, God moves in. Christ moves in through the Holy Spirit of God. I got it the day I got saved. Ain't you glad of that? Amen. I'm glad I didn't have to go through a 6-month program. Amen. Or a year program. Why? Because I'm going to tell you today, I got saved. I realized I needed Him more then than I ever did before. An indwelling of Christ. In order to surrender our lives to Him, you've got to have a higher power. You've got to have a higher authority. It's not Buddha nor Muhammad. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God. He said, I'll change not. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Amen. Takes a dying out. And once we die, it takes an indwelling of the Spirit of God, of Christ today. Amen. When we totally surrender ourselves to Him and we die out, Christ moves in. And I've learned this, Brother Mike, the more we die out, the more Christ moves in. Amen. Amen. He said, if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul, what have you gained? Amen. You think about the victory today that you could have, the blessings of life you could have if we would 100% totally surrender unto Him. Surrender it all. Surrender it all. Amen. surrender it all. You know what? It's like sometimes trying. I believe Christ sometimes. You know how it is somebody that can't swim? You know how hard it is to save somebody like that? And they're out in the water? You know why? Because they want to beat you to death and you're trying to help them. It's because they're scared. It's because they're panicking. There are all these things. And you're saying, look, if you'll just be still, I've got you. I've got you. See, that's what Christ is saying to us. When he moves into our heart and he moves into our life, sometimes we don't have to fight and struggle as much as we do because he's the only real peace that I have. I told you about this writer that wrote that song. He was struggling. I didn't know which direction to go. Didn't know whether how to stay where he was or head out into the mission field. And God pinned down that song in his heart. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Jesus, I surrender all. I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence, daily live. Listen, daily victory from the Lord comes from daily surrendering unto him. It comes from daily surrendering unto him. We must surrender unto him every day. Every day, it takes, number one, it takes a dying out, the old man. The old man, thanks to Calvary, I don't go there anymore. Amen. When Jesus saved me, he didn't leave me how he found me. And when Jesus saved me, he didn't leave me where he found me. Thank God. But if we'll just surrender it all to Jesus, all to him, total surrender. It takes a death. We have to die out. Because the nature of man is just like sin. The only way we can get that nature changed is to be born again. Amen. You must be born again and allow Jesus Christ to come into our life. And then number three, not only do we see where it says, will you surrender all? Number one, it takes a death. And then number two, it takes an indwelling power to be able to do that. It takes something within you to live that life. It takes something within you to talk that life. It takes a stronger than you are. Because we're very weak. We're very, very weak. I need Jesus. More and more every day. And listen, I'm going to be honest with you. The harder the battle you're in, the more you need him, and the harder it is to surrender to him. It is. It should be the opposite. But you know what, Herman, I ain't got a problem. Man, when I was on the mountain, wandering from the fountain. Amen. Thank God. And I'm patting my hands, clapping my feet. Yes, sir, God, I surrender to you today. I surrender to you. Whoop, I surrender. Amen. Oh, but boy, when I'm in that, when everything's not going my way, Brother Timmy, when my car's broke down, amen. A water pipes are leaking. Amen. When they replaced brand new linoleum in my house, they moved my stove and ripped my brand new floor. Then I think of that scripture where he says, lay hands suddenly on no man. Some of y'all get that later. But what I'm saying is, it's easy, Brother Jim, when we're on the mountain to surrender to God. But the harder the battle you're in, the harder it is to surrender. You know why? Because it's hard to really trust him. You know what? It'd be like Brother Ricky standing here this morning and me say, Brother Ricky, hold your arms out. I'm going to jump off this pew into your arms. You know what? We wouldn't have a problem with that. I could do that because if he don't catch me, I'm going to be okay. But if I said, Brother Ricky, I'm going to climb on top of this church and you text me, that's a problem. And that's the way we are about surrendering to God. That's the way we are about surrendering to God. That's why Paul said, I've got to be crucified with Christ. I've got to die out to Christ and with Christ. Hey, and not only do I have to die out, but I've got to allow them to be an indwelling of Christ living within me. Then number three, they done put it up there at me. They're hungry. Number three, it takes a new commitment. It takes a new commitment. Look at Matthew chapter number 10, verse number 38. Making a commitment to Christ is of vital importance. A new commitment. When we've died out, the new man has come forth. We change directions. We change paths. We change livelihoods. We change all these things because I've crucified myself with Christ. Matthew chapter 10, verse number 38. And the Bible said that, and he that taken not his cross. Remember I said we all have one. The Bible said that he that taken not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. That's pretty strong, isn't it? He that taken not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Amen. So in other words today, what Christ is saying right here is we've got to surrender all. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to Jesus, I freely give. We're going to ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of a song. We don't know your heart. We don't know your mind this morning. But I wonder if you're here this morning, would you be willing to surrender it all? Would you be willing to surrender it all? Amen. Give him all of it today. Give him all of it. You know, all I've seen on the news this week is about winning the lottery. I'm not going to go there. But I want to use that as an example this morning. If they come on the news and they said the winning ticket's been sold at Dollar General down here at Rock Mart, and they don't even sell them. But the winning ticket's been sold. And I sent out everybody an instant message and said, guess who won the ticket? Amen. And I said this right here. I said, I'll tell you what I'll do this morning. Tell you what I do. If you'll give me everything you got in your billfold or purse, I'll give you that ticket. Nobody would raise their hand to do it. You'd all see me after church. And you'd say it. Preacher, I'll give you everything I got for that ticket. Well, I'm bringing that back to this level. This is what Jesus is saying. If you'll surrender to him, I'll give it all to you. I'll give it all to you. But are you willing to clean out them pockets? Are you willing to clean out them old spider webs that's hanging up there that the devil just keeps bothering you with? Are you willing to dump it all out? And say, Lord, I'm giving it all to you. I'm giving it all to you. I surrender all. That's what Paul said he had done. He said, I've crucified myself with Christ that I may live, that I may not live with me, but it's him that liveth within me. That's what makes the difference. Let us stand together this morning. I wonder, would you be willing to come? Would you be willing to come and say, you know what, I want to surrender it all to Him. I want to surrender it all to Him this morning. I want total victory in my life. I want the blessings of God. Would you be willing to do that this morning? While we sing, Brother Robbie. These are praying.